And joining us this morning in studio from the 7 Acres Foundation and the Community Center at Lake Chelan, Alan Meyer. Good morning.
How are you?
It's good to have you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you look like you've been golfing.
I have. Yeah, there's still a little snow up there on the back nine on Bear Mountain, but not too much. And it's great fun. It's nice to be out again.
Oh, sunshine is out. Yeah.
Good, I got to ask you. National Twinkie Day? Really?
Yeah. Can you believe it? National Twinkie Day. It's right here.
I love
1930s.
It.
Yeah. So I just wonder, though, in 1976, that class that opened one up, sitting on display still. It hasn't rotted
yet. I'd love to have a look at that. That must be, oh boy.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Say, the 7 Acres Foundation has been continuing to move forward through all of the issues that we've been dealing with, and we're seeing some dirt work happening over there where the community center at Lake Chelan will be.
Yeah.
Can you get us up to speed? Where do we stand?
Well, it is flattened out.
Yeah.
You know, we did some earthwork several months ago, and then we had a halt on it, but then we started up again a few weeks ago. It's nice and flat. I'm sure people are saying, okay, that's nice, but when are we going to see some actual construction? And the answer is as soon as possible. You know, we've been facing all kinds of interesting issues associated with the pandemic, including financial. The costs, as you know, have absolutely skyrocketed on construction. So our budget is a little bit more of a moving target. When I first joined the board about a year ago, we were at $10 million. You know, we're going to be higher than that. But you know what's really great, Jeff, is all of our investors have not, you know, they haven't complained a bit. They've all been so supportive. You know, if some people you would expect might say, hey, you said, you know, this amount of money, what's going on? You guys didn't tell us the truth. Nobody has said that. Everybody said, we understand. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it. So, but the permit process is almost finished.
Oh boy.
Thanks to Ray Evans, our executive director. She's wonderful. excuse me. I can't get into particulars, but on the financial front, Jeff, we've got several really exciting things that are probably going to happen. So don't worry, folks. This thing will get built. It will get built. You know, obviously, we'd like to see it up and running sooner rather than later, but we're doing the best we can. I think the word that I would apply to all this at this point is resilient. And not only to the board of 7 Acres and the people, I would say the entire community has been resilient during the pandemic. Like I said, we'll get it done.
Well, I think we need to be patient.
Absolutely.
Because, as you say, there's a lot of extenuating circumstances that have come into play that weren't in play when this process began.
No question.
So,
no question.
And we all want it. I mean, everyone's chomping at the bit. And, you know, it was funny you mentioned moving the dirt because I kept looking at it going, well, where would they... Okay, with that configuration of dirt, where would they put the villa? Where would they put the pool? It was kind of interesting. But now I'm starting to see it. Yeah, so there you go.
And I didn't know what that big trench was in front right by the highway, but that's gone now. So.
Yeah, it's different now.
Yeah.
But it's progress. So there is progress happening, even though you may not see walls going up. You may not see things happening. Behind the scenes, lots of stuff going on.
Oh, boy. Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And is there opportunities? I think I've heard mentioned in the past year, we've talked about potential grants, potential funding, government funding, things like that, that are coming into play here.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I don't want to jinx it.
Okay.
But let's talk about the Building Community Fund. you know, Representative Mike Steele has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Boy, has he been supportive. And he's, you know, he's really a figurehead down in Olympia. And, The news is good. I'm not going to say it's a slam dunk yet, but we're getting all good vibes out of Olympia that we will, in fact, at some point, hopefully, get the $2.5 million.
Ooh.
How's that for?
That's
I'm knocking on wood right now.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll do the same thing.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
But Mike has been amazing.
Oh, you know, that's so terrific.
Yeah,
he is. He's been helpful to so many causes.
Yeah.
Here in the Lake Chelan Valley and North Central Washington. So.
Yep.
That's terrific. What other things do we need to get out and let the folks know about? There's still opportunities for those who want to give. Personally, I know we've done a lot of fundraising things, and maybe time for us to do that again. That was so fun.
It was fun, and I think we're hopefully going to do that in the fall again, maybe August or
All
September.
Right. Okay.
But that would be great. You know, a lot of times people say, obviously, I can help by giving money. but how else can I help? And I'd like to get into that for just a second.
Sure.
The big word here is connections. Mm. We have, and by we, I mean the board, we have a feeling that, especially on the other side of the mountains, there are a lot of people over there with capacity, so to speak, financial capacity, who love to come over here, but they don't know anything about the community center. And so if there's anybody in your listening audience who knows somebody maybe on the other side or maybe here, again, it's all about connections. Let us know who these folks are. And I will say, I have to emphasize, this is an easy sell. We don't hammer people when we get introduced to them. I mean, I used to sell products for a living earlier in my career, and you know, sometimes it can be really difficult. This is a slam dunk.
Yeah.
All you have, you really sell by not selling it. Mm-hmm. You just educate. You tell people this is why it's needed in the Chelan community, and they go, "Well, gee, is this an IQ test or what?" I mean, so there are people out there who could, with a checkbook, really, really help us. We just need to find out who they are.
You know, one of the great things about the community center at Lake Chelan are all the partnerships you've formed. It's truly amazing.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of them are nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And boy, I've met them all. They're wonderful people. They're so dedicated. And I just think it's great. You know, interesting that you talk to the sheriff about mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the reasons that I got so excited about the community center and decided to join the board is the kids. It's, for me, it's all about the kids. I remember being a parent back in the Stone Age when our kids were little, and you know, you got to keep them busy.
Yeah.
If you can't find healthy outlets for these kids, they're going to find outlets that maybe aren't so healthy. And I had kind of an aha moment last weekend during Easter. We were over in Snoqualmie. At the golf course over there, and they have this huge banquet room. So they had this big Easter banquet, and the little kids went out on the lawn, and they were out there doing the egg hunt and everything. And I stood there on the deck watching them down below, and they all had masks on and everything. It was really cute, very cute. But I thought, boy, if there's ever a need for a community center where these little kids can run around, and not necessarily just little kids, I mean teens and kids that are older, they need outlets.
Yeah.
And it really hit me watching those little kids run around.
Well, you know, as adults, we sit here talking about this community center.
Yeah.
You know, you visualize a building, a swimming pool, a parking lot,
yep,
that sort of thing. But what we really need to be thinking about is the life-changing experience it's going to bring to the kids.
Jeff,
and
well
that's
said.
What it is.
Well said.
It's going to change the future of our kids here in the Lake Chelan Valley.
Oh.
Right?
I can't say it any better than that. That's perfect.
Well, like you say, it sells itself. And if everyone can take that thought as they consider participating in this financially, no matter how small or large,
yes,
I think, to your point, we can get this done and really have impact really beyond what we're talking about now. I mean,
that's a really good point. You know, I just talked about the heavy hitters, so to speak, but I don't want people to think, well, gee, I can only give $20. That
great.
I won't do it. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
It does.
It does.
So base hits. We can win this on base hits, folks.
That's perfect.
Hey, wait a minute.
That's perfect.
You used to be a sports guy.
Oh, yeah.
Someday we're going to have you do some play-by-play with us.
Oh, yeah. Boy, was that something last night?
Oh, bugger.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gonzaga's not used to playing that far behind.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was,
and that was
Baylor came out.
Whoa.
I mean, they didn't stop swinging.
That was an NBA team.
That was,
they were phenomenal.
It was incredible.
It's too bad, though.
But nevertheless.
But what a great, and Mark Few, his interview after the game, he was so classy.
Classy guy.
You know, he just said, hey, we got beat. They were better.
Yeah. So. Not to mention Few and Crew, I think, is the other coach. They're great friends.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good stuff. What else do we need to get out as it relates to the community center? Any final things you'd like to share, Alan?
Well, just, again, I can't say this often enough. Thank you to everybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Cozy. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the Lake Chelan Mirror. I mean, everybody has been so supportive. And again, I really appreciate all of our investors who have been so patient with us. You know, we'd like to see this thing up and running right now. Well, you know, we're going to get there, but it's going to take, you know, it's going to take time and patience. And I just the main message I would like to leave everybody with, besides Happy Twinkie Day, is this will happen.
Yeah.
This will happen.
But I think they can also have a level of confidence in the board that you have, the leadership that you have in the 7 Acres Foundation, really solid folks. They're going to be good stewards of these funds, and they're going to make this thing. They're going to see it through. It's going
to
be great.
Well, we have an enormous responsibility. We all feel that, and especially to our investors.
Mm-hmm.
And but this will get done, and I tell you, I've had the fortune, good fortune, in my business career of working with some amazing people, but this board is comprised of some of the most dedicated, honest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Good stuff. All
right.
If people want to get connected, they want to make a contribution, best way to do that is through the website.
It is. Uh-huh. Two websites, 7acresfoundation.org. Mm-hmm. Seven is spelled out. Or cc@lakechelan.org.
All right. Lots of terrific
opportunities.
Remember
those connections. If anybody knows anybody,
you
can contact Ray Evans. Her contact info is on the websites.
Yeah.
And we will take it from there. We won't hound them. We won't be obnoxious in any way. As I said, this thing sells itself.
There you go.
It really does.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Alan Meyer.
Fun.
Yeah, it's always fun with 7 Acres Foundation and the Community Center. Now, before